Staining Alive with Rita Steele, thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners.
Rita Steele.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I've got some extremely sifty music playing for us. I'm not sure how appropriate it is to Sustaining Alive, but it should sustain this conversation. So.
Well, I feel like when John's there, sometimes the underlying, when John's not there, the underlying music can be a little inappropriate, but that's all right.
Now, I just thought I'd address the texter asking about, I just asked you if you knew about the Literati, this new app that's kicking around where people can sort of take photos of the rubbish and it registers all sorts of information about it and maybe where it came from and the such. And the texter's just concerned, they're saying, look, it shouldn't be that of the organization that takes care of the rubbish. But I think it sort of, in a way, it is, because they... it's basically you're going to be taking pictures of rubbish that hasn't been recycled or maybe can't be, or, you know, it's like wasted plastic. So I think it's just a good thing all around. You don't know anything about this, do you?
No, I don't. So I will do some research.
It sounds cool. I like the idea.
When we get off the phone, but it sounds interesting. Very interesting.
Putting the power into the hands, you know. We just need to figure out what the hell is actually not being recycled, or what, you know, what is getting chucked out here, there and everywhere. So there can't be anything bad
about
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think the more that we're aware of how much waste we're making, the better.
I don't think these people are getting in like big trouble or anything. It's just so everyone knows what's going on. I don't think there's any.
Absolutely. And if something keeps coming up and keeps coming up, it's like, okay, there's got to be a solution to this, surely.
Get rid of it. Now, look, Rita, what is your angle tonight for Sustaining Alive? You're asking people to perhaps text
in. I'm going to pre-warn everyone. I'm going to say these three words, and everyone's going to go, oh. I'm going to say them, don't switch stations. But we're going to talk about the local body elections.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, know, that sounds so fucking cool.
All right. So they opened this week, the 26th of September, and they close on the 12th of October. And what I sort of do is give you a really quick breakdown about how they sort of work. And then what I thought we'd do is I thought maybe what I could do is collate some of the listeners' concerns about the environmental issues in their particular part of Auckland.
Right, right.
And then next week I can come back and I would have reached out to the candidates and found out where they stand on those positions. So do a bit of the heavy lift the listeners out there.
Let's look.
So I guess it's just a bit of a call out to text or call in with your environmental concerns. Make sure when you do, you tell us what area you're in.
Cool.
And while we're waiting for those, I'll do a little rundown.
Rita. Yep. 5395 is the text line, everyone, if you'd like to let us know your concerns in your area and whether or not that will actually be swaying your vote. How environmentally conscious is the Auckland candidacy?
Not really. They actually say a lot of things and don't do a lot. So I think that falls into the remit of all politicians, from what I can see.
Whatever's hot at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't have the greatest reputation in the city. But just while we're waiting for some texts, just so you know, that it's broken down into a couple of parts. So this is just in general for the voting. You vote for the mayor. You also vote for the councillors, who are the people that represent your area. So I think there's two per ward. And they're quite important votes because they can actually make things actually happen.
Right.
And then you also vote for your local board. And these are the guys that, like, there's 21 of them, and they get a little bit of a budget to, like, you know, upkeep the area and do a few little bits and pieces. But it is definitely those councillors that seem to have the big power there.
So you get three votes,
and then there's
there.
Some things like DHB and Trust. It's a massive process.
Yep.
Last time we... really made me realise that democracy can actually be really boring. Last time we actually hosted a party, so I would recommend doing that for people. So on the Friday, the 4th of October, invite your friends around. I know it sounds lame, but a problem shared
it's Friday night.
A problem halved.
Nah,
and
but
then you
isn't,
can sit there filling out your forms and having some wines or beers or not.
Or just whatever. Maybe you can smoke DAC or just sit down, or maybe you have some kava or whatever you do at your election parties. Yeah. Would you say arguably it's more important to vote for the local body electorate? Well, maybe not more important, but you'd be more directly affected by these people than you would greater government. Is that fair to say?
100%.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people skip this one, I've got to say.
Yeah, and because it's quite complicated. You've got to, like, like, list your top ones.
Why is it complicated? It shouldn't be complicated. That's not good. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's because there's so many candidates.
Right, well...
Yeah. So, and it's sort of like, I can't remember the term for it. There'd be some political scientists out
there.
Are
the billboards out at the moment? I do like a good graffitied billboard, eh? If anyone's seen any good graffiti billboards while you're texting in about your concerns for your local government area to do with sustaining... ability. 5395 is the text line. Let us know what you want Rita to sort of investigate into for next week.
Cool.
Yep.
And the other thing I thought we'd do while we're waiting is I'd have my little ones about what I'm concerned about for the city.
There you go.
We're still waiting for some.
Yep. Oh no, someone's very concerned about the harbour degrading. Degrading being dumped.
Degradation?
Yeah. No, but it's a strange dead gang being dumped out the back of the Great Barrier.
Yes, this is one that I've seen pop up quite a bit actually. Yeah.
Okay. What's the story there?
So I don't know a ton about it, but they are the Auckland Council is seeking permission to
dredging. It's dredging that word. Got you. It's just reading. Sorry. You carry on.
That's all right. It's seeking permission to dump some sludge out the back of Great Barrier Island. So I will find out about that, where the council has put on that, because that's an issue that absolutely affects people that live in Great Barrier, but should actually impact all of us as well, because we should care about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool. You carry on. Sorry, I just thought I'll read them as they come in.
Yes, please. So my little gripe is the loss of trees in Auckland. I've talked about it before. Unfortunately, it is a central piece of legislation, so it was put through by the national government, so it does need to be somewhat overridden at the central level.
Right.
But even though we have a climate emergency in Auckland, and even though we have 1 million tree policy, we are losing trees so fast. It's ridiculous. I live in the middle of the bush, and when I work from home, all I can hear is chainsaws.
Oh, grim. So dude, that must be so fucking... Oh, yuck. That's...
Trying
to hear some birds, eh? Like...
Oh, for a tree hugger like me, it's like nails down a blackboard. Some people across the road from me just cut down a 10 to 20 metre Remo.
Oh, yeah.
And this area was all in protection, 5 or 6 years ago. So it's quite heartbreaking to see it go. But it's even worse in the urban areas.
Because there was a change in the law with, like, if a tree's on your property type of thing, eh? You're allowed to kind of muck around with stuff. Now, I remember it a while back. There was some kind of change.
Yes. So there used to be a blanket protection where any tree over 6 metres, I think, you need to just check with council.
Right.
And most trees were given the okay, but if they were sort of, over 6 metres, they may be doing a job, like stopping erosion or flooding, or they may be, cody or something that is slow growing. And basically, this change in the RMA meant that you weren't allowed to have blanket protection.
Right.
Anywhere. So basically they can't just say this whole area is protected. You can only protect individual trees now.
Ugh.
And you have to get the permission of the landowner to actually even protect that tree.
And so this came about, and these trees
have protection.
These trees aren't registered at all, so nobody knows about these trees until they go to cut them down, right? I mean, it's not like there's a tree count somewhere.
Yeah. It's really sad. And then on top of that, if you have those, we have these urban problems, and then we've got things like, last week we have Watercare cutting down stuff. And just to clarify, because last week they did say no kauri were going to be cut down on that site, I did go and do a double check. What they mean is no kauri over 20 centimetres in diameter.
Yeah, I think they did say.
Which is quite an old kauri.
Yeah.
So anything under that is going to be cut down. And what I'm going to do is I am going to post a picture of some of the area that will be cut down that has Cody in it. It's a beautiful picture of trees, and then that way listeners can decide for themselves.
Right, fair enough. Yeah, I remember Watercare did seem to make it sound like it was small, really, really tiny, not 20 centimetres. That's kind of...
No,
they
did.
You're in like the 100-year territory, surely.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So have we got any more? So other than the Great Barrier, is there any other big concerns for people out there?
Nobody's got any environmental concerns at all to do with local government.
Well, that's great.
they just like, no, local government ain't doing anything for me when it comes to my sustaining situations. 5395, if you do have any concerns for your local area, Rita can attack them and come ready and willing next week with and break down all the... And so how are you going to go about this? You're going to check out everyone's policies and go from there?
Yeah, scarily enough, a lot of them don't actually have a lot written up.
Right.
So the spin-off's done a really good analysis of each of them and their policies, but like maybe 30% of them just don't even have anything there. Nothing. So I will reach out to them individually and ask their positions on specific topics.
Awesome.
And then do a recap. So if we don't have a lot of concerns, I'll do some basic ones. I mean, waste, we talked about the app, you know, like what are we doing about our waste problem? Because we do have rubbish. Where's it going and what's our policy for future on that? I know that we've had people text in the past saying that we should be making energy from our solid waste.
Mm. Someone's just texted in saying compost and then another text, collection. What the hell does that mean?
Compost and collections, like rubbish collections?
I don't know, just collection and then compost in that order. So.
Yeah.
But compost is a local thing that you do in your backyard, right? You don't need that collected, do you?
No, they have actually been trialling, I think on the shore, a compost collection.
Okay.
For a city compost, I guess. And it will be really interesting to see how that's going and what where the councillors sit on that for sure.
Mm. I would like to know what the plan is for all our waste, actually. Is there, I read a story of somebody down the line and sort of in the South Island making a road out of bung old plastic and stuff, but. Is that
cool.
I
can hunt out what the future plan is.
Is there at the moment a plant sort of taking care of our recycling at all? Are we even looking into doing that anywhere in Auckland, being sustainable in that way? Or are we still hoping to just package it up and post it off to another country?
I think it's still being.
So we're just collecting it in like a big container somewhere at the moment, out west Auckland, out south Auckland, or what?
Yeah, there's a couple of tips, but they are coming up to the end of their lives, and that's happening a lot faster than they expected with China stopping our plastic exports or imports there.
I think you'd stand
out. So that is a problem, and I do get concerned because, you know, local body elections and even government elections are every 3 years, so I wonder whether these politicians sort of go, well, in 3 years' time, we'll deal with it, or in 6 years, you know.
I feel like if you had a plan for that as a council member, like trying to go for the being a mayor in Auckland, you'd be a standout, I reckon, for me. I'd be like, yo, cheers, a plan, finally. I feel like nobody's got a plan for this recycling situation. It's terrible.
No, I completely agree. It's almost like nobody's got a plan for any of these long-term issues at all, actually.
Oh, someone's coming
and I don't know, maybe they're just not very, like, sexy. Maybe talking about infrastructure and long-term infrastructure.
Someone just texted in saying 1080 poison being dropped on our country. 90% of all 1080 manufactured is sold to us. It is illegal to use in the US where it's made. I feel like we've got heaps of people that are great with a 22. We should just be going out there and shooting possums, and then we can use the fur and all the stuff and make pies.
Look. I think that's we've talked about it before. I'm
killing a pest with a poison.
Native life,
can't be the best way, though.
The 1080, but I don't necessarily think that Auckland is a very good candidate for it.
Yeah.
We can access all of our the bulk of the area.
We're great hunters as well. As a country, we love having a hunt. Why don't we get some people up here to just get amongst?
Yeah, totally, totally. Like, you know, I can understand some parts of the South Island where it's impossible to reach. But Auckland just seems like, I remember when I was a teenager and I dated someone that was a possum, like he was on the dole, so they gave him a job possum hunting.
Right. And then you left him.
You know, and you know, he loved it. I mean, I don't think he liked the hunting part, but I think he loved getting out in the bush and doing something good. So I just, I'll find out what the councillors think of 1080 for sure.
Shout out to your ex-boyfriend, the possum hunter, by the way. We just got a text in saying Ports of Auckland have been granted a notifiable consent to dump 2 million cubic metres of sludge plus 50,000 cubic metres per year for 35 years out from Kuvia Island. Is that the right name for that island? Did I say that wrong?
Now, is that the same as the Great Barrier? That might be the one that they're doing for Great Barrier. I have only read
It's the same texter, so... So it's definitely
related. Yeah, well, thank you for that summary there, and I will absolutely find out about that, because it's not good enough to me that that's non-notifiable as well. Yeah. When someone applies for a resource consent that is that significant, I think it should always be publicly notifiable. So
fuck yeah.
I'll ask about Great Barrier, but I'll also ask about, you know, what's their policy on these big non-notifiable resource consents.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Because I think shut us out of the process.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's because it's just too hard for them getting everyone involved, or is it like a fact that they just think nobody cares about it, but because it's all a bit confusing. But at the end of the day, if you sort of lay it out, what's going to happen to people, they can make up their minds pretty easily, you know. But really, all this stuff should be an open book, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, best practice. Sure, it takes a bit longer. You know, sure, it's a bit of a pain, sure, it costs a little bit more, but best practice globally for any city for these big developments is to get the public involved,
right?
Because you otherwise we underestimate. People might have some good ideas.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
You know, if there's a genuine problem that needs a solution, who knows? A good idea can come from anywhere. So shutting people out means that they don't feel like they have ownership of their city. I think it's really important that we, you know, that we have these transparent like processes and get people involved, so then they feel like they own it, but also, you know, and then they're not angsty towards, you know, the development that is going on. But also, like I say, they might have some good ideas for the problem.
Well, it looks like we've got a few in here, Rita. Things concerning people for their sort of local electorate. I think you've got a little bit to go on here. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Me? No. I've got lots to go on. I can do some research on those ones and come back to you next week.
Yeah, we'll do a shout out on our Facebook page as well.
We can go through some of those key issues, what they are, and where the politicians stand on them.
Right on, Rita Steele, thank you so much for your time, and I will send these messages on to you, and then you can start sending personal emails to all the people.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
Rad, thanks, y'all.
That was Sustaining Bye. Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to krafthomes.co.nz.